The Guardian. Now to Spain, where the country's prime minister can relax a little now, having just been voted in for a second term in office. José Zapatero's Socialist Workers Party won 44% of the vote after a campaign thrown into turmoil at the last minute by the killing of a politician blamed on Basque separatist ETA. Paul Hamelos is in Madrid for The Guardian. I spoke to him earlier and began by asking whether the result was a clear endorsement for Zapatero.
Well, it is, because although it wasn't the absolute majority that he probably would have wanted, it was nonetheless they gained 43% of a 75% turnout. And I don't think anybody would turn their noses up at that.
Do you think that he can now then be rid of his tag as the accidental PM, they call him, don't they?
Well, that's right, yes. I mean, he came to power in 2004, shortly after the Madrid train bombings, you know, as a result of manipulation by the then governing People's Party. And for a long time, people have suggested that he wasn't really a valid prime minister. Well, after his victory in this general election, so I think he can throw that tag off.
So what does this now mean then for his opponent?
Well, Mariano Rajoy, having been defeated twice, will doubtless face calls for him to resign. But successions are traditionally very difficult in Spanish political parties. There's always a lot of kind of internal debates going on. And the People's Party, this election presented itself as a very right-wing opposition, really hitting home on immigration as one of the big topics that it ran on. And it's now up to the sort of party big bosses to decide whether they want to go for more centrist vote.
Now, European leaders all face tough decisions as the credit squeeze takes hold. How well placed is the socialist government in Spain to meet these economic challenges?
Well, they would say that they're very well placed because they've got a record budget surplus of 2%, which they argue will allow them to bring in a load of fiscal incentives to kind of stimulate the economy. And some analysts suggest that, you know, Spain is a much more modern, flexible economy. It's got multinationals with interests abroad, and that it's better prepared than ever to deal with a global recession. Although there are others who argue that actually growth is going to slow down considerably, possibly dropping to 2% from a previous average of 4, and that does risk bringing on a recession. And of course, one of the things that's been most heavily hit by the global credit squeeze has been the construction industry, for which for a long time was the sort of motor of Spain's quite spectacular growth over the last decade. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays up in the next 4 years.
What changes has Zapatero enacted in Spain in the last 4 years then?
Well, he's known really as the kind of liberal reforming prime minister. He legalized gay marriage. He brought in gender equality laws. He passed a quite controversial, what was called the historical memory law, which tried to kind of redress some of the grievances of the Republicans who suffered under the former dictator General Franco. And now it looks like he's going to try and push on with some of these social reforms, because he certainly sees himself as in the kind of vanguard of modern European liberals.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.